Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot rockin' edible electric fruit pie. Let's get down and talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it. Because today, we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. And for today's extra tasty episode, I will be using the lyrics of Miley Cyrus, Barbra Streisand, Donna Summers, Alicia Keys, Michael Jackson, Santana, James Brown, Sonny and Cher, House of Pain, Pebbles Flintstone, and MGMT to discuss why it's in the best interest of every single town and city in the United States of America to erect a first Edible Mile Farms food tower and start farming food that surges with edible electricity. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary, Norman Peterson, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show. This is it. In our last edible adventure, Andrew the Giant explained, we can create our own version of the Garden of Eden, but this time, the Garden of Eden will be high up in the sky, with thousands of first edible mile farm food towers all linked together virtually over millions of miles. And the Electric Light Orchestra said it best, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, hey. And now back to Steve with an update on today's weather. Thanks, Don. The sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. And Nikola Tesla said it best. Electricity is everywhere, and it's present in unlimited quantities. You just got to know where to look. But don't look too hard. Just look at the man in the mirror and take a look at yourself and then make that change, because human beings are electrical, as in beep-bop, boop-beep-bop. How do we know? We die the moment we run out of electricity. And I don't know about you, but I want to live. So, ooh, girl, shock me like an electric eel. Before we go any further, let's stop and review. Humans are electrical beings, and humans die because they run out of juice. So, that being the case, we need to start consuming a form of easily digestible electricity. Or, allow me to rephrase, we need lots of edible electricity in our diets. Think about it. Any person can live 21 days without any food, and any person can live 3 days without any water, but there is not a person alive who can survive 1 minute without electricity surging through them. And this planet is electrifying everything except for the food that we consume. Synthesize the food, but electrify everything else? Huh? What? Yep. We need to put edible electricity at the very top of our diet with nothing at the bottom and nothing else in the middle. Eat as much edible electricity as you can. Anything else that you put in your mouth is an edible inhibitor, and all they do is slow you down and prevent you from reaching your potential. Because those foods, and I mean anything genetically modified or irradiated or refrigerated or frozen, takes our higher energy electrons and instantly turns them into lower energy electrons. Now, one way of thinking about this lower energy state is to imagine that the electron is now moving in slow motion. And so are you. You've just been hit by a bus, and you are having difficulty moving. Ooh, ooh. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to avoid getting hit by a bus, let alone getting hit by a series of edible bus accidents day after day, which is precisely why First Edible Mile Farm Food Tower will be farming edible electricity. Now, it goes without saying that since we are farming edible electricity, we're going to need a new generation of farmers, people who are part master farmer and part master edible electrician. People like my friend Goyo over at JR Organics. So I am pleased to announce a new standard for farming, one that welcomes in the age of edible electricians, because we will not be farming on conventional farmland anymore. Bad weather, aphids, everything is too unpredictable, not enough yield, and the beat goes on. Ooh, ooh. You sure got that right. Instead of farming on land, we will be moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky, because we will be farming high up in the sky, indoors, under strict climate control, and erecting a series of first edible mile food towers in every single city and town in America. And all of the first edible mile farm food towers will be linked together virtually like a blockchain. And these food towers are named First Edible Mile Farms, because if you're not first, you are last. And everyone in America has consumed enough last edible mile food, and enough is enough is enough. It's time for everyone to go from last to first. And Carlos Santana said it best: I'm winning, and I don't intend on losing again. Ooh, ooh. First Edible Mile Farms will change the way cities are developed, because food is a necessity, just like water. And yet, every town and city in America has a water tower. However, I have yet to see a food tower anywhere in any town. There is not a town or city that has remotely put a premium on the food that we eat, which is why First Edible Mile Farms food towers will be changing all of that. You're welcome. We're bringing farming back to the cities, and in a big, big way. So look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Ooh, ooh. First Edible Mile Farms food towers are farming edible electricity because it is power packed with higher energy electrons. And one way of thinking about this higher energy state is to imagine that the electron is now moving way faster, and so are you, because you've just been hit by a rapidly moving photon, and it feels good. And you are now cruising at the speed of light. The velocity of the electron is greater, and so are you. Now, by naturally reducing The food that we grow, its wavelength, well, we've changed its frequency. And it can no longer stay in its original orbit, so it just goes faster and higher and further, and so do you. And we have always had the edible capability to become way better. Better, stronger, faster, smarter, sexier, happier than ever before just through the food we consume. And it's been this way since the Garden of Eden. But out of curiosity, anyone out there ever see a cure for the common cold? Because it exists. It's about consuming higher energy electrons. You eat as many freshly harvested, higher energy electrons as you can. And why don't you tell them the good news, Don? Well, the good news is higher energy electrons are super easy to cultivate and super easy to consume. And they taste amazing. And they feel even better. James Brown said it best, I feel good, I knew that I would. However, higher energy electrons only exist in one food source. And here's a spoiler alert. You'll never find higher energy electrons in any food that has ever been irradiated, refrigerated, or frozen. And you'll never find higher energy electrons in synthetic food. That would be impossible. And Alicia Keys said it best. It's impossible. Oh, baby, it's impossible if you are making it that way. Higher energy electrons are only found in edible electricity, and edible electricity is by far the most powerful food we can possibly consume. To find anything remotely close to the power of edible electricity in food, we have to go back, way, way, way back in time to the Garden of Eden. First Edible Mile Farms food towers will be cultivating edible electricity, and as such, they adhere to the laws of the universe and physics 101. And of course, Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla. At First Edible Mile Farms food towers, the seeds we select go way back in time for a reason. We will be farming biblical produce. Seeds that are thousands of years old and brought back from culinary extinction because of their inherent electrical potential. It's all about edible electricity, yeah, baby. And just one bite, you're gonna travel faster than light. First Edible Mile Farms food towers will exclusively cultivate, harness, harvest, and sell edible electricity. So open up your heart and let the sun shine in. But why? Why grow edible electricity, Bruce? Well, that's a great question, Clark. And to answer that, I'd like to turn the podium over to my friend, Professor Albert Einstein. Thank you, Bruce. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. Now, the frequency of a person who is sitting is 5 hertz, and the frequency of a person who is standing is about 7.5 hertz. And the speed at which your electrons move determines your energy. And electrons like to jump around within individual atoms as they gain or lose energy. So jump around, jump up, and get down. Ooh, ooh. And we all want to jump up, which is why First Edible Mile Farms Food Towers is dedicated to cultivating food that is packed with higher energy electrons, because they will raise your frequency. And once your frequency is raised, so is your potential. Higher energy electrons and the energy they absorb can be put to an everyday use and give the consumer of those higher energy electrons a tremendous advantage in life. Because the more higher energy electrons that you consume, the greater you become. And I'm paraphrasing Oscar Goldman. Gentlemen, we have the edible capability to make all the people on this planet better than they were before. Better, smarter, stronger, faster, happier, healthier. And this is not edible philosophy. This is physics 101. Am I right, Professor? Oh, you're right, Bruce. So I put my hands up. You know what I'm saying, Miley? Because they're playing my song. And the butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like, yeah. And I'm moving my hips like, yeah. Ooh, ooh. So that's it. That's a wrap on eating to achieve our potential. And do me a big favor, guys. Go to the show notes on this one. And in the show notes, there is a link. And there is a link to the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, where you can fill out a web form right on that page. And do me a favor, tell Joe and the White House to get out of the basement and introduce them to the concept of food towers and make certain that Joe knows that there is to be a food tower in every city and town in America, and as many food towers as we need to eliminate food insecurity and take every community in the United States from last to first. Ooh, ooh. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, to all my fans out there, no matter where you are, I love you guys. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer on this planet, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And guys, I'm talking about Goyo when I talk about these food towers and the edible electricity. Goyo is the very first edible electrician on this planet. He farms edible electricity, and boy, does it taste good. And he's known around the world as the watermelon whisperer, so when he puts something into the ground, believe me, the ground responds, and it produces something absolutely unbelievably electric, and suddenly you are moving at a different level, faster, you feel better, you feel sexier, happier, healthier than ever before. And I've been getting all your emails and comments, and thank you. And do not stop, and do not stop going to the show notes and finding that link to the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, and let Joe know the solution is right in front of us. It's the first edible mile food towers, and it's edible electricity. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet in History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Foodable, CNN, Martha Stewart, whoever else. I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.